welcome the report and the revised policy of taking in charge of the states, but I remind people that back in 2012 we revised the policy as well. But as most councillors said on the day, it's too little too late, and that's not just down to the council. The council's doing its best with very little staff and absolutely no funding. It's very much reliant on the bonds and that. But most of these estates in Meona is just seven. It's just the tip of the iceberg. And the other ones, the longer this goes on, it's becoming harder and harder for the council to get the bonds from the banks. And we have to leave it for another couple of years, then we have no chance of getting the bonds.
And in one case in the Stranorlar Ballybuffet area, the sewage runs out into private property and indeed near a local school, surely posing a severe health risk.
Absolutely. I just was called out again to an estate. It's just here in the Fun Valley and it's next door to a school. But you can see, you can clearly see the sewage running, discharging out of the estate. It pools on the side of the road and then it runs across the road and it's running down through people's driveway straight into the River Fun unabated. And this has gone on now for 7 or 8 years. And it's happening in Convoy and it's happening in Lifford and it's happening in other areas. And I say, you know, the people that live in these houses are paying household charge, they're paying water charge, or they're liable for it, and there's absolutely no effort made by government at all to come and address these problems. And as I say, while we welcome the revision of taking in charge, it's going to be too little too late.